Hi, welcome back to Builders Trust Podcast. I'm Patrick Clare, a field safety consultant for Builders Trust in New Mexico. Today we'll be talking about safety meetings and toolbox talks in construction and why they're important. Worker safety should be the number one priority of every construction company. Safety meetings and toolbox talks should be conducted on a regular basis to educate workers on safe work practices and stay compliant with regulations regarding safety and training. Safety meetings and toolbox talks are important to building a strong safety culture and reinforcing your company's commitment to protecting your workers. Holding regular safety meetings and toolbox talks can prevent workers from getting complacent and avoid taking safety for granted. These meetings and talks are also the perfect time to introduce new safety policies and procedures you're implementing, as well as to provide training on new safety rules and regulations in order to stay compliant with state and federal OSHA standards. So before you start work on a new project, you should hold a safety meeting with all employees who will be setting foot on the job site. Kickoff meetings should be structured to cover the risks and hazards that will be present throughout each stage of construction. Topics covered in a kickoff safety meeting should include safe work practices for the various activities and tasks being performed, the selection and proper use of personal protective equipment, and basic first aid practices. Discuss the engineering safety measures that will be in place on the job site. A visit to the job site should be scheduled to let workers familiarize themselves with the layout and location of the project. Make sure to point out the location of the job site's trailer or office, where materials, tools, and PPE are being stored, the location of first aid kits, and directions to the nearest hospital. So that would be like an emergency response plan. Make sure workers know who the safety manager or supervisor is they should report to if an accident occurs or if they witness unsafe work practices. Inform each employee that they have the power to stop work to correct unsafe work acts or conditions. So once the project is underway, conduct toolbox talks on a daily or weekly basis to reinforce your focus on safety. Toolbox talks, sometimes referred to as tailgate meetings or safety briefings, are short, informal safety meetings held at the start of each day or shift. Toolbox talks are a great way to reinforce safety basics, focus on high-risk scenarios, and to inform workers about changes to the job site and working conditions that may have occurred since their last shift. Be sure to discuss and cover any accidents or injuries that have occurred and how they could have been prevented. Toolbox talks can be broken out into smaller groups to focus on individual trades or work activities for certain individuals. Don't hold a toolbox talk on electrical safety if site work and excavation is the only thing being done that day. Inclement weather, like heavy wind, snow, ice, and rain can create unsafe conditions. Use toolbox talks to remind workers to be extra cautious when additional hazards from weather are present or expected. Use site inspections as teaching methods when unsafe work action or conditions are observed. If you notice workers walking around without hard hats on one day, focus your next toolbox talk on the proper selection and use of PPE. Be sure to focus on the positive too. Highlight safe work practices observed to provide positive reinforcement and applaud workers who are adhering to safety rules and regulations. Toolbox talks are a great time to have employees inspect the equipment, tools, and PPE they will be using and working with that day to ensure they are in proper working condition. So here's some 6 keys to a successful toolbox talk. Number 1, keep it short. Toolbox talks should be around 5 to 10 minutes. 2, focus on topic relevant to the work being done that day. 3. Get workers involved by asking questions or having them demonstrate safe work practices. 4. Be sure to cover changes to the site or work conditions. And 5. Have employees inspect tools, equipment, and PPE. And last, allow for questions and answers at the end of the toolbox talk. The internet is a great resource if you're looking for ideas or topics. Builders Trust, we send toolbox talks to all our participants every Friday. So check your emails for those. All new employees, regardless of their work experience, should be trained on safe work practices, PPE requirements, and adhere to safety regulations. Formal safety training should be structured into digestible blocks of information to build on the lessons previously taught. Employees should be able to recognize hazards and unsafe work practices and conditions. Evaluate your employees' safe knowledge and test with quizzes to ensure that the training they have been provided is understood and they have retained the knowledge they have learned. Safety training shouldn't be limited to new employees. Everybody needs training annually. You don't get trained one time and I'm good for life. No, that's not how it works. You got to continual train. You got to train. Train, train, train. Can't get enough education, right? Refresher courses and ongoing training helps keep safety a top of mind priority for your employees and reinforces your company's commitment to safety. Corrective measures such as retaining should be part of any disciplinary action when an employee is found to be working unsafely or disregarding safety requirements. It's always a good idea to do a little research before handing down punishment. Determine if the behavior was a blatant disregard for the safety rules or whether it was a result of inadequate safety training. Maybe they just didn't know. So that's why we educate, so everybody knows. Regularly evaluate and make adjustments to your training as needed to ensure you are providing your employees with the knowledge to keep them safe on the job site. All right, well, thanks everybody for joining us today. We hope you take away some of this good information and apply it. Until next time, everyone out there, have a great day and be safe.